Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. There have probably been, in almost every century of the church's existence, those who thought churches ought not to pay preachers, at least not on a full-time basis. Some of the Corinthians apparently objected to paying Paul, although their lack of support did not prevent Paul's preaching wherever and whenever he had an opportunity. I'm not going to defend the right of preachers to be paid, but I exhort you to read 1 Corinthians 9, 1-14. I shall read only one verse from that chapter. Even so has the Lord ordained that they who preach the gospel should live of the gospel. 1 Corinthians 9:14. If nothing more were said in the Bible about supporting preachers of the gospel, that verse alone would be sufficient. Even though the church at Corinth was not very generous in supporting Paul, there were churches which helped Paul much. Paul mentions the fellowship in the gospel, which had come from the church at Philippi. Philippians 1:5. Then he said to that church, "Now you Philippians know also, when I departed from Macedonia, that no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only." Philippians 4:15. We have no way of knowing, nor do we need to know, how much the Philippians had given to support Paul. But we do know of their liberality in helping this great man of God. The word communicated is the verb form of the word translated fellowship. There are thousands of places many of us would like to go to preach the gospel. There are hundreds of thousands of people who would love to help in some way. But we cannot go everywhere. We cannot help all the people in our world who need help. But there are ways we can accomplish these biblical goals. We can give of our financial means to send men to Russia, to Romania, and to other places. When we send preachers and other workers to preach and to help the needy, we are having fellowship with those we send and with those who benefit from their work. That was what Paul had in mind when he used the words fellowship and communication. When the Apostle Paul left Macedonia, the province in which Philippi was located, the church at Philippi was the only church which helped Paul. If you know much about the Philippians, you're not surprised at their sacrifices for the cause of Christ. These are the same Christians Paul mentioned in his second letter to the Corinthians. Moreover, brethren, we want you to know of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, not just on Philippi. How that in great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded under the riches of their liberality. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we should receive the gift, and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord, and unto us by the will of God. 2 Corinthians 8, 1-5. This great chapter deals with helping the poor among the saints at Jerusalem. But the same attitude which prevailed at that time continued among the Philippians as they supported Paul in the preaching of the word. You and I both know that most preachers cannot go into mission fields at their own expense. Oh, I know that some preachers do support themselves at various kinds of secular work. But when they do, they take away some very valuable time they could use in teaching the lost and in building up the kingdom. Faithful gospel preachers in mission fields deserve full-time support so they can do more work for the Lord. May God help us to give generously to support the preaching of the gospel, the power of God unto salvation. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.